So this is part two in Business Cornwall's focus on Truro. Now, last week we spoke to Neil Scott, the Business Improvement District Manager for Totally Truro, about the centre of Truro. Now we're moving to the east of Truro. Neil, just tell me what's happening around this area over the at the moment and in the coming months.
Sure. What we're seeing at the moment is a planning application in for a major development to the east of Truro called the Truro Eastern District Centre. It has five different components. One is the second park and ride for Truro. The second is a Waitrose store. The third is a Taste of Cornwall food hall. The fourth is a household waste and recycling centre. And the fifth is an element of housing. And it's proven to be a very controversial development, not least because it's the first major development to that area of Truro as well. And there's a strong view that it's over the rim, if you like, over the rim of the bowl of Truro, which could open up the opportunities for future development down towards Tresillian. From my perspective, I'm looking at the commercial heart of Truro, so I've got to look at the impact that such a development would have on the existing city centre. And whilst there's some positive elements in there are some concerns. The positive elements is, first and foremost, Waitrose and Truro, they're a good mix. The customer profiles are good, the offer that Waitrose have is good. The question is, do we need another supermarket? At the moment there is provision for an additional supermarket in and around Truro according to some statistics, and we've got Summerfields closing in the city centre at the end of this month, so there is some opportunity for another small supermarket offer. And some context around this, that the Waitrose site that's been proposed is the size of the Marks and Spencer's food hall. So it isn't a Sainsbury's or a Tesco's, it's a smaller unit. So the relationship with Waitrose and Truro is positive and exciting. There's a strong desire, which I would support, to get Waitrose into the city centre as opposed to on the outskirts. The second element is the park and ride. The principle of park and ride is good to encourage more people to use public transport, to relieve some of the congestion within the city centre. So the concept of park and ride absolutely is right, but there are some serious concerns about the impact of putting another 120 plus buses a day through Bus Cowan Street, the fact that we'd have to have a right-hand turn across Morlaix Avenue into the city centre. So there's a lot of questions to be asked and answered about the impact on the accessibility of Truro caused by the park and ride. And the third is the Taste of Cornwall. I don't think there's any question in anyone's mind about supporting local producers bringing their product to market within Truro. The big question is, well, what about bringing it into Truro itself? You know, we have a vibrant farmers market. We have four new businesses in Truro who are selling fresh fruit and vegetables on a daily basis, which is great. What's the impact of putting a large Taste of Cornwall food hall on the outskirts of Truro? Housing and household waste don't really have a direct impact on the commercial centre of Truro as well, so it's probably not relevant for me to comment on there, but there are some questions that need to be, there's some serious questions that need to be looked at with this proposed development to the east, and it's out for planning consultation as we speak.
I suppose this is an issue which any city, which is growing, needs to look at. And yes, it'd be ideal to have everything in the city centre, but when a city grows, you can't always cope with that.
I think there's some fundamentals we need to look at. What do we mean by growth? Is it physical growth of housing and supermarkets and the associated facilities? Or is it growth in terms of the growth of the individuals within that community? Is it growth in terms of intensifying the existing city centre? Let's look at the brownfield sites within the city centre. Grow those and fill those up first before we start looking at alternatives on the edge of town.
Thank you, Neil. And next week we are going to the west of Truro.